This is Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network, one daily news story well told. I'm Angela. Coming up in a moment, prayer leaders Lou Engel and Dean Briggs encourage people to join them in fasting, prayer, and communion until April 18, when in Jerusalem and during Passover, they will host a global Lord's Supper with their Arab friends.
If encountering the power of the Holy Spirit excites you, and you can't help but tell others about the revival that is happening all around the world today, then Charisma Media has a place for you. We are always looking for passionate, Spirit-filled, quality people to join our team as we create, report, and distribute inspirational content so that the body of Christ can be empowered to change our world. If you would like to join the Charisma team, go to charismamedia.com and scroll down to the bottom of the page to locate the Work With Us section. Check out the career opportunities that are available now and become part of the Holy Spirit's plan to radically change the world today.
Jewish and Gentile celebrations of Passover and Easter overlap in 2022 on Good Friday, April 15th and April 16th, the commemoration of Israel's exodus from Egypt. Already thousands of people from around the world are committed to 40 days of fasting and prayer for 1 billion souls globally, for 80 million souls in America, and for 200,000 new missionaries, coupled with celebrating daily communion. The Jesus Global Fast began on March 7 and continues until Passover. Since then, Israel has opened its borders to international travel, enabling a group of leaders to meet in Jerusalem during Passover and for an evening communion celebration on Monday, April 18th. What was originally called the Jesus Fast 2022 turned into the Great Communion Revival when on the first night, the Holy Spirit impressed on Engel and Briggs to include the Lord's Prayer from Matthew 6 and Luke 11. Briggs and Engel are asking people to remember Jesus' passion daily in taking the Lord's Supper along with fasting and praying the disciples' prayer. They encourage believers to take communion daily until April 18th, when delegations from the nations gather in Jerusalem during Passover. We're daring to believe that this could be the beginning for the Great Communion Revival, Engel said, something for which he has been praying for nearly 20 years. We can join the global communion of Christians, Arabs, and Jews on April 18th and go to Watchmen for the Nation's global family website. Briggs said the pandemic shut down plans to travel to Israel in 2021, but at the beginning of the 2022 fast, Israel suddenly opened its borders. We want to draw on the eternal blood of the Lamb and the history of Passover and meld it into the prayer that we've all been taught to pray. Orthodox, Protestant, Catholic, Evangelical, Charismatic, Pentecostal, he said. Berglund had a dream on the first night of the fast in which he heard a voice say, "I am," is preparing to answer the disciples' prayer worldwide. We've always called it the Lord's Prayer, but that's a misnomer. The disciples asked Jesus, "Teach us how to pray." He taught them the disciples' prayer. So "I am" is preparing to answer the disciples' prayer everywhere, Briggs said. Let's pray for a global awakening and for the event on April 18th. I'm Angela Donatio. Join me on my Make Life Matter podcast, where you'll hear compelling conversations with leading voices that will inspire us to discover miracles in life's messy moments and ground our worth in the Word instead of the narrative of the world. You can find my Make Life Matter podcast right here on the Charisma Podcast Network. Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News Podcast, One Story Well Told. To hear more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com. Subscribe to this podcast for more Charisma News every day. This is Angela with Truth That Matters.